Support for Where You Eat with Ian McNulty comes from the Sazerac House, featuring tours, tasting, and traditions, located at the corner of Canal and Magazine. The Sazerac House is dedicated to celebrating New Orleans culture and everything that inspires it. More information at sazerachouse.com.
The day after Hurricane Ida struck, when we were just trying to assess what this monster storm had left behind, in New Orleans, it was small local restaurants that brought the first assurances that they were still there for us. Restaurants that were able to get back cooking were not open in any conventional capacity for some time, but if they had food on hand and the prospect of using it, many found a way. Along the way, they made a statement. It was all a juggling act of generators, perishable food, and the crucial currency of water, ice, and gas, but it was still hospitality. It was people who serve finding ways to keep doing that. At some restaurants, the impulse to serve a stricken community sent chefs and operators to the stoves, bearing the oppressive heat of fired-up kitchens without electricity. Most of the restaurants cooking again had been small mom-and-pops, operating with family, a handful of staff, or sometimes just the proprietor working alone, often in the dark. In other cases, this was as simple as telling people to come and take whatever they needed. The urge was to put their food to use before it went bad. I found chefs frantically packing off whatever they could into the hands and ice chests of their neighbors and regulars and staff. Sometimes this initiative coalesced into group efforts, as with the downtown music club The Howlin' Wolf, where dozens of restaurants and many volunteers essentially built a bucket brigade of fresh and ever-changing food inventories, plus equipment and know-how to supply thousands of free meals in a matter of days. Between barbecue smokers, seafood boiling pots, fryers, and sidewalk sandwich assembly lines, with the music blasting in the background, it almost resembled a Louisiana food festival. In fact, it was all just more evidence of what we've seen countless times in this town. The people who help make the good times roll are there to help their community roll through hard times, too. For WWNO, I'm Ian McNulty.